Just a farmer's tale of a strange dark night as I walked in the fields of St. James. It was midnight when the heavens fell, hurling down a comet of flame.
Lake Effect continues on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Earlier in the show, we spoke with our foreign policy contributor about the continuing violence and unrest in Ukraine. There is plenty of unrest and a little bit of Ukraine in the music of the band Scythian, which takes its name from Ukrainian nomads. It is energetic music which takes in sounds from Celtic dervish fiddling and a more mainstream rock tradition as well. It all adds up to a sound the members call immigrant rock, and it'll be in the spotlight this week in Milwaukee as the band plays a show at Turner Hall Ballroom. That's on Thursday night. Ahead of that show, Dan Federica, one of three Federicas in the group, joined Bonnie North by phone and offered a preview of Scythian's upcoming tour and its upcoming new album.
Yeah, we're going to be releasing a new album called Old Tin Can. So it's the Old Tin Can Tour. It's due to come out in April, but actually this is going to be a pre-release tour, so anyone who comes to any of our shows can get their first shot at the album.
Very nice. And I'm assuming it's in your wheelhouse. I mean, Scythian has this amazing mix. It's sort of a Celtic fusion and Ukrainian and gypsy and klezmer and all kinds of things all mixed up. And a lot of Nashville, too.
Yeah, it's kind of a smorgasbord there. You know, we do play bluegrass festivals. We can cross over because our playlist is so eclectic. But one thing that we try to kind of zero in on is, like, what is it from each culture that gets people up and dancing and having a good time? So all the music kind of does seem together very well because it has the same spirit, which is you work all week, let it all go, and have the time of your life tonight. So that's our goal.
Well, if anyone listening has seen you in concert, you know that you take that to heart on stage, too, because I have never seen so many acrobatics with instruments.
Dad had seen that. Would have been mortified if we'd done that as kids, but I think definitely a few chips in our instruments.
That's certainly part of the Celtic tradition is the dance. I mean, so many, that's what people played for, is they played for dances. Is that true in the Ukrainian tradition, too? Because that's where you and your brother come from.
Yes, definitely. And actually, that's why we were drawn to the Celtic tradition in the first place, is because there were so many similarities where, you know, Ukrainians were always down on their luck, always had someone ruling over them. And they just found ways of keeping their cultures and tradition alive. And dance was a huge element. There was dance, you know, couple dancing, but there's also just individual dancing. And so for us, when we saw the Irish tradition, we're like, oh my gosh, that's just like ours. And so we really gravitated right away to the Celtic tradition.
Now, but you both grew up in classical traditions, right? You both played classical music first?
Yes, that's correct. My mom, she taught us how to play. I grew up playing classical piano, and my brother was a violinist. We kind of got a little bit burned out on the classical and quit, you know, to play sports in college. And then afterwards, we got the itch again, but we decided just to kind of do our own thing, and we got into folk music. And it really was the Celtic fiddling that reawakened that desire in us. And my brother went to Ireland, spent 4 months playing in the streets. So at night he would go to the Irish pub, learn the tunes, and then spend the whole next day playing the tunes he'd learned the night before. And then when he came back, he had this vast repertoire, but just awesome, killer jigs and reels. And that became the backbone.
Tell her that a waste of time in me, then now she knows when I resemble her to thee. Sweet and fair she seems to be. Small is the worth of beauty from the light retired, but her come forth and suffer herself to be desired and not blush or to be admired. So to be admired. Go.
how do you integrate the other stuff that you do, the Ukrainian tunes, gypsy tunes, klezmer tunes? How does a Scythian arrangement come to be?
I guess it comes from, like, somewhere deep. We don't really just sit down. Someone has an idea. And so this is the general structure of the song. And then everyone just starts adding what comes to their mind. And, you know, I did grow up in the Shenandoah Valley, so there was a lot of bluegrass around. And then, you know, grew up on Ukrainian music, classical music. So that's all part of me, and we each have our own various backgrounds. And so it's really interesting to see what people say, oh, this will fit. And one neat thing about Celtic music is it does fit very well with, like, different cultures. Like, there's the African 6-8 time that it fits well with. So you can put in a Latin groove, African groove. And so it does meld very well with other genres. But then every once in a while we decided, well, let's just switch. And, like, you know, the new album, Old Tin Can, we actually have a song in Ukrainian. So we try and actually, you know, make it a cultural experience too, where my brother and I, Ukrainian was our first language. So we decided, you know, we asked people, hey, would you want to hear one of our songs? People are so receptive. Even at an Irish festival, there's two dudes singing in Ukrainian. But I think it really does key into the spirit. And Old Tin Can, it's basically a companion album. We just released an album, Jump at the Sun, and it was founded entirely by our fans. But they were so generous, they overgave. So as a thank you, we came up with this album, and it's basically our tip of the hat to all the different traditions that inspired us. So it's basically like the root of the tree that is Scythian. So you'll hear songs that are like bluegrass, like Doc Watson tunes or the Carter family, and then Irish ones, you know, and songs in Ukrainian. So this new album, Old Tin Can, is basically kind of a good snapshot of everything that goes into a Scythian set list.
Except for that live exuberance. I mean, it comes across on all of your recordings, how much fun you're having and how much you love to play. But there is something about seeing you guys live that is that extra bit that is kind of the complete package. It makes the whole Scythian experience something because, again, it's just this. You guys must be just wrung out at the end.
Oh, I mean, it's more like we're just, the adrenaline is so, pumping through is so hard that it's, it takes us hours to fall asleep at night because the crowd is the big X factor. Every, you know, we do the same or similar shows every night, but it's the crowd that is different every time. And so how we interact with the crowd, like, we give out some energy, and then if they give it back, we give more. And so every night it's unscripted. So it's really fun to experience basically people coming together. And that's what we love about our shows, is the crowd is always a huge part of every show.
It is the live experience then.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
and so people they love our music, and they've often said that is like, I wish there was a way of caning the energy, and we do our best on the album to convey that, but it's kind of like just two different styles of art. Like, when you get the album, this is our music, this is our art, and then when you come to the live show, it's like that music pumped up with like 10 cans of Red Bull.
They're dancing from the sunlight and music from the trees. Our manners from the ocean and our schooling from the breeze. Every lassie is a princess, every laddie born a king. Forever by the fireside, you'll hear their tinker sing. La 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 la, I'm as free as I can be. I'm a tinker and a traveler, you'll never murder me. As fun as Judas Iscariot, forever on the run. If you think that you can chain us, you might as well jump in the sun.
Find that with everything that's going on in Ukraine right now, that people are even more receptive to hearing the music and hearing about the Ukrainian culture?
Definitely. And it's been really awesome, just kind of like people reaching out, my brother and myself, our supporters. They're like, I'm so sorry about what's going on. What do you think? And, you know, it's been interesting. Like, everyone's always really keyed in that we were Ukrainian or different. But now you can just see how many people really do care about what's going on there. And I've definitely have felt, you know, much more sympathy and attention about what's going on. And so I'm just thankful that people are aware and it's getting out. Not everything is getting out. My dad was just over there recently. But it's definitely a tough situation. And I realize now, it makes me realize that the fact that we can have a show like at Turner Hall and just let our hair down and have a good time, I'm thankful. I mean, we're lucky that we can do that, because over there it's just crazy. I have, first world problems. Like, where am I going to go tonight to enjoy myself? And then when you look at the grand scheme of things, how lucky we are to have this and to be celebrating music as it was intended. I mean, like, these wars and all that is, it was more meant to be like what we're going to be experiencing Thursday night. It's like people coming together as opposed to being torn apart. So, having the whole situation in Ukraine, it really does cast light on how fortunate we are, to have what we have.
Now, after this tour goes over, are you guys coming back to Irish Fest this year?
Yeah, we are indeed. It's going to be a great show. We have some surprises planned.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
I'll have to swing by. I always swing by when you're there, but I will definitely have to stop by and see what you do. But I'm assuming at that point you'll be playing from the new album, but also some of your back catalog as well.
Definitely. And, Jump at the Sun was the prior release, but that was just last year. It was not even a year ago that we released it. So we're still pushing that hard. But with the Old Tin Can, it's more of like a stripped down album. So there'll be elements of every set where we're going to have like an Old Tin Can part of every set now, where we, kind of strip it down for a few songs and then bring it back up. So it's going to be fun. We're looking at, we're kind of like, it's going to be kind of a new look for Scythian this year. So we're excited.
All right. Well, so am I. I'm looking forward to both here at Turner Hall in the next couple of days, and then also later this summer at Irish Fest. And Dan, I want to say thanks so much for taking time to talk with us this morning, and best of luck with the tour.
Well, thank you very much, and hope to see you on the 26th.
As I walked down the Broadway one evening last July, I met a maid who asked my trade, a sailor Johnson's eye. To Tiffany's I took her, I didn't mind expense. I bought her two gold earrings, they cost me 15 cents.
Dan Federica plays rhythm guitar with the band Scythian, which will play a show this Thursday evening at Turner Hall Ballroom. It's a show in support of their new album, which officially isn't released for a while, but will be available at the concert. Dan Federica spoke with Bonnie North. One last break, and then the work of the Sojourner Family Peace Center is the focus of the latest installment in our series, Precious Lives. This is Lake Effect from WUWN.
If you're a sailor, then take me home, you may. But when I reached her cottage door, she unto me did say, my young man, he's a sailor, with hair cut short behind. My young man, he's a sailor, and he sails the black ball line. And away you set me, my dear Annie. Sailed away next morn. Don't mess around with New York girls, you're safer off Cape Horn. So I wrapped my rags around me and to the docks did a stare. I'll never court another mate.
I'll stick to rum and beer.
Away you sent me.